WSB.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime, Eric Young.
I'm Sonny DiMarello.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Can't you see them now, John? Can't you hear them singing? Can't you hear them singing with me? Brothers and sisters, he's got the whole earth in his hand. He's got the whole earth in his hand.
Covering all the latest in the WWE.
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
And TNA.
A lot of people around here, well, they consider us a bad influence. And you know what? We're good with that.
Well, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. An influence, as in we are the straws that stir the drink. We're in the position where the ladies want to see us and the fellas want to be us. They want what we have. They want to be where we are. And they're green with envy, just like my drink of choice. With your host,
Sing With Me, children.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Thank goodness for my believers. They have truly been the wind beneath my wings.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning!
Greased lightning!
We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
We talking.
Fuel injection cut up in chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll get the money.
With a four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door.
You know that ain't no shit, we're the getting licensed in greased lightning.
Yes, go Grease Lightning, go. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. That's right. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 to check out all Matt Goldberg's amazing stop-motion videos. He does figure reviews. He does a ton, so go check it out because he's awesome like that. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-snappin' producer, Sir Rockin.
Go, Grease Lightning, go. Oh, King Kittens.
You're going to hate him by the end of the show. More than you already do, I'm sure.
Since we've added an extra break into the show last few weeks, you even get more grease. You used to have only like 6 songs on the show, we now have 8.
Yeah. Because we have so much to get into on the show, we actually had to add an extra break. Go figure on that. We have tons and tons and tons of news because, well, stuff happened this week. Go figure. We have Impact, we have NXT, we of course have, you know, our discussion, which, well, we're going to kind of get into, and it has to do with our question of the night, which is, well, what if WWE vacates the World Heavyweight Championship? Who would you like to see be the next WWE champion?
Yeah, we got some interesting responses for that one, and we're going to get into it later in the program.
Yes, we will. But before we get there, we're going to jump right into the news because we have, like I said, a ton, brought to you, of course, by PWMania.com. And, well, we have to go with our big story, which is, of course, that ties to kind of everything. It was announced on Monday that Daniel Bryan had to have surgery on his neck. And, well, it was announced today that Bryan has successfully come through the surgery. He did really well. He's doing fine. Supposedly the surgery was successful, but they're going to have to kind of wait and see. And while Rock can kind of provide us a little bit more of information on what actually happened.
Yeah, he had something called a cervical form something anatomy or something like that. Oh, something strange like that. But it's an injury that honestly takes 2 to 3 months to heal. Where you can get up and around after the first day or so, and you can do light work for the first, you know, month or so. But if you're in the sports like Daniel Bryan is, it takes 2 to 3 months to really get ready, get back into the swing of things, which is interesting. Because that is basically why we asked the question tonight, and it provides an interesting timetable. Because
he does.
He's not going to be a Payback, that's clear. But what else will he miss? Rumors has it he could be missing up till SummerSlam, which... I don't know, that's a long time, but we'll get into that part of it later.
Yeah, we'll get into what he could miss and what the implications are, but wish him nothing but the best, hope he's feeling better. I believe Brie was with him up until they had to do the upfronts today.
Probably.
Or at least she's probably with him now,
she's
in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's in Pittsburgh, so she's at least with him now, you know. They went in there, they shaved down some stuff and tried to, you know, it was nerve damage basically what he had, and that's kind of serious.
That's a little scary, yeah, and they said that he's already got strength back in his hands, which if you think about it, he probably hasn't had that for a little bit.
No, and many are pointing the cause, and we speculated that the flying headbutt from Extreme Rules, from the forklift, sort of maybe caused a little bit of this, because he's been, it's years of build-up of his style, his hard-hitting style, where he does the dive, does the headbutts, and we, you know, talk about with the guy who we shall not name any longer because of what he did, but he did for years that headbutt, and he had to get neck surgery at one point, too.
He did, and let's also not forget that I believe Edge suffers from a similar injury, where he has nerve damage, and he was actually forced to retire because of it.
Yeah, so I read a bunch of this stuff. It's just they go through the vertebrae, and they shave it down a little bit, and it seems like a Band-Aid to solve the problem now, but at times, this could be a something to keep an eye on, is basically the best way to put it.
Yeah, this is... They said it wasn't a very invasive surgery. He looks like he was doing fine. He should heal up very, very quickly, which is good. Or at least remotely quickly, depending on how he actually heals. But this is kind of a scary injury, and we'll have to see actually how bad it was and kind of how Brian moves forward.
Anytime you're dealing with a neck, it's scary.
Yeah, anytime you're dealing with a neck, and once you have neck surgery... It's usually not your only one, especially for wrestlers. Look at Edge, look at Kurt Angle,
look at
Austin.
Look at John Cena. He's had neck surgery.
Yeah, John Cena as well. He'll probably have to have it again. Seth Rollins is another one that will have to have it again. So it's just, it's a scary, scary thing. And like I said, we wish Brian nothing but the best.
And it looks like he may have to tone down his style, because one of the bigger concerns is, you know, damage to the head, damage to the neck. He's had a lot of concussions, so...
Yeah.
He may have to change his style when he comes back.
Maybe just a little bit, but we'll have to see. But like I said, we'll get into all of that...
Later.
...a little bit later, because that ties into our discussion and everything that we have. And moving on from here, Brian was supposed to go on the WWE Tour... over to Europe this week and next week. However, obviously, he's not going to be able to go. So Big Show has replaced him on the tour.
Yes, he has. And he's doing table matches or last man standing matches with the big red monster Kane on the tour.
So, that's something.
That's something. Hell, even Steph McMahon made it out on the tour.
Yeah, she and the kids went sightseeing in Rome before they meet up with the tour later this week. I believe Hunter's also going to meet up with them probably when they do Raw in London.
Yeah, he was at the upfronts, which we'll get into here in a minute, but yeah.
It should also be noted that Roman Reigns suffered an injury in Glasgow on the first night. He got a really, really bad gash over his eye, and they thought he had a concussion, but he seems to be okay, so it looks like it's just the gash.
And,
at least for right now.
And he tweeted out a picture, and oh, good lord, that was... Ooh.
Yeah, that was like a 3-inch gash, and it was deep.
That was a deep gash, because him and Orton collided heads and went, boom, goes the dynamite.
Yeah. And that's... He's cut that spot before.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of reopened it, so... Sorry, Roman, and people are saying it looks really nasty in person, so... Yeah, don't do that, Roman. Don't mess up your face. That's your moneymaker, okay? Just don't do that.
The fangirls, that they have gone, oh my god, Roman, oh my god, I'll help you kill.
Yeah, they will. They're gonna get him ice and everything. It's awesome. There's also a rumor that for the tour, Adrian Neville and Bo Dallas have gone over, and this maybe supports the rumor that Bo Dallas might be debuting next week.
Yeah. He might be back. He may be debuting on Friday Night SmackDown next Friday.
I was trying to leave it ambiguous as far as which show should people watch, but, you know, way to spoil it, dude.
My bad.
Anyway, yeah. Bo's possibly debuting on SmackDown. At least that's what the spoilers say. So we'll have to watch SmackDown this week to see if we see the advertisements for Bo and if that's true. But it would make sense, seeing as he's having his potential last match, what, next week on NXT?
Yeah, he's having his that would make sense. If you think about it, NXT airs Thursday. Yeah,
SmackDown airs Friday. So that would make sense. You know, Bo Dallas leaves NXT and goes right up to SmackDown. So it completely, totally makes sense.
Oh, we have a lot to get into about Bo later.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into Bo later. He was cheesy goodness tonight. That's just yeah.
Best way to put it. Yeah, it's the best way to put it. But yeah, Bo was fantastic on NXT, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, but speaking of Hunter, speaking of the upfronts in WWE, the WWE TV deal, which is the second big piece of news to come out, was announced today by NBC Universal and WWE. Hunter was there. The Bellas were there.
NBC Universal Cable Entertainment and WWE today announced a multi-year strategic partnership for WWE's flagship programming and ratings juggernauts, Monday Night Raw for a three-hour block on USA Network, and the top-rated Friday Night SmackDown on Sci-Fi. The two programs are the longest-running weekly episodic entertainment programs on cable TV, with a combined 10.8 million viewers each week. The announcement was made today by Triple H from the NBC Universal Cable Entertainment upfront presentation at the Jacob Javits Center. Yeah, so the thing with this is they didn't get what they wanted.
No, they were looking to double their money for their TV deals, and, well, that didn't exactly happen.
No, it came in. To be fair, they did very well, according to reports. But there was a lot of market speculation that the WWE would be doing double to triple their deal from the previous deal they had with this one, and it was not to be, which has caused the stock to drop drastically after the announcement, after hours on the stock market, too.
That's surprising.
It went down from like $19 to about $15.
Again, not surprised.
Not surprised at all, and they were not happy with it. And now we're seeing where the stock will probably end up. I don't expect it to drop farther. I think everyone will, you know, it'll balance out when people will actually buy into the stock. They did pretty well for themselves. No number officially has been announced. We should have updates at some point.
Market speculation was about $200 million. That's what everybody was expecting, and anything below that, people were going to be disappointed. And Rock and I talked about this privately, and it was there's no way they're getting $200 million. There's no way. They'll get close, but they won't get 200. So,
oh no! But the thing was. Major League Soccer, who is seen by far less people, did a huge number in just this week for a television deal. And that had people going, maybe the WWE can get it. And it was not to be.
Well, it's something of you have to look at it from NBC Universal's point of view, and really any television network's point of view, which is that WWE has their own network. They're starting to move out of the pay-per-view market and shift things on their own. So it's they're maybe not as valuable as they once were, because WWE in the past has been very strong because they've kind of had a foothold in that pay-per-view market, and they've always done very well because of that.
Right.
And that does, I believe, play a factor into, you know, when you're structuring a TV deal, it's how many pay-per-views you sell and how well you're doing in general. Well, now that they have their own network and they're selling their pay-per-views on their own network, and you know, you have providers dropping WWE, you know, it didn't help them when Dish and Direct said see you bye.
No,
same with AT&T Uverse, which is minimal, but it's more when Direct and Dish were like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it's boy bye.
Yeah, they were, that doesn't help their cause any, and the WWE network is very unstable right now as far as it has not been proven in the market. And nobody knows how long it's actually going to last. You know, I hope it lasts 20 years or longer, but, you know, it all depends on if they can get the network to start to turn a profit or not. Because if the network cannot prove a profitable venture, they're kind of screwed.
Right, but at this point, the market has it going in a certain direction where they're going to make some money off it in 2015.
Oh, absolutely, because once it goes international, it will turn a profit. I believe that. It's just, it may not turn a profit as quickly as they would like.
No, but again, they weren't expecting any sort of profit right off the bat. This is going to be a money loss year for WWE, and that's what they predicted, and that's probably where it's going to end up.
Yeah. But how much they lose, we'll have to see. But yeah, it will be interesting to see if WWE puts out the number as far as what they got for the TV deals and how much it increased.
They will, because they're a publicly traded company. They will have to at some point.
Oh, yes, that information will probably be released in the quarterly reports, if not sooner.
Yeah, I think the deal is not done yet.
Not fully. I think they were still going back and forth on the digital rights.
Yeah.
And at least that's what I last heard, was the holdup was the digital rights and how fast WWE could put Raw and SmackDown onto the network after it's aired.
Yeah, and other things like, you know, I think it was you that mentioned to me that USA Now has an app.
Mm-hmm.
WWE, for that streams their live television network, one of the programs that are not on the network, on their app right now, is Raw. So it's one of those things where maybe they're finalizing a deal to have that available as well.
Yeah. You know, MC, you could let them stream Raw on the network.
No, you can't put it on the network.
That would be really helpful.
No, but if they can stream it on the USA Network app, then that could be something too.
Yeah, that could be something too. So you just have to kind of wait and see and watch where it all goes. But yeah, so congratulations to WWE on getting their brand new TV deal with NBC Universal. We look forward to many more years of good programming.
We should also note Total Divas. There's been another order of Total Divas episodes, whether they're calling it season 2 or season 3. That's undecided at this point. But they've ordered, I think, 10 more episodes so far.
Woohoo!
So, we knew they were filming, so it will be still on E! As announced today. They didn't actually announce the 10 episodes, but that's the rumored speculation. 10 episodes have been ordered for either part 2, season 2, part 2, or season 3. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll have to see what they term it, but yay, more Total Divas, which means more Rack Extra every Friday. Yay! But speaking of the network and everything like that, Brock's going to gnash his teeth for a minute because, well, it was announced that for Xbox users, the Gold system...
The Xbox Live Gold.
Thank you, because I don't have one. I'm sorry. Is no longer needed to watch apps, including the WWE Network. So guess what? You don't have to pay an additional fee to see the network. You can just watch it on your Xbox.
Yeah, starting in June, their Xbox is changing a few things. One of them is they've dropped the Kinect portion of for the Xbox One, where it's not actually included anymore, which means the Xbox One is $100 cheaper now, which is always good. But no, the Xbox Live Gold is no longer needed for Netflix, WWE, for any streaming application on there. which means whether you pay 50 like I did or 60 bucks a year for Xbox Live Gold is no longer needed. So it was like, when I needed WWE Network, I had to go out and buy an Xbox Live Gold because I don't use it often. So it's like, oh, $60 a year plus the regular price. Now I don't have to pay for it, so that's an actual extra bonus. I like that. Could have happened 4 months ago, but that's notwithstanding. It's cool that, you know, long term, it won't cost money.
So, yay.
Yeah, good. It's a good. Saving money is good.
Saving money is always good.
Yes, it is.
It was also announced that, well, WWE 2K15 might possibly be delayed until 2015. In fact, conveniently, might be delayed to right before WrestleMania.
And making Rock spend money is better. Yeah, it's supposedly going to be dropping. It's reported that it could be dropping in the first fiscal quarter of 2015 for Take-Two Interactive 2K. It makes sense to do it by WrestleMania. It kind of sucks that it won't be out in the fall like it's been for the past decade or so. But if they change it and it's out in March, that's cool. That's not a big deal to me. Because they're redoing the entire game, it seems like. So the extra time will help. Because I think they're working with a new company. I don't think Yuke's is doing the game this year. I don't know if that's confirmed, but that's what I've been hearing.
I don't know 100% sure. But if they're going to redo it from top to bottom and reimagine it, which I think was always the kind of the plan with THQ, where they did 13, 14, and I think 15 was supposed to be the next gen and was supposed to be a completely new game. I think that was always the plan for the franchise.
Especially when 2K bought the franchise.
Yeah, so they released 2K14 last year, and they just pretty much took the game that THQ had already been developing and put their own brand on it and released it. Now this year they can take a crack at it and really put their own stamp on the game and how it's all going to play out.
Yeah, the people behind NBA 2K are working on this game, the same company as from what I've been hearing, so should be interesting to see how it turns out and if that's actually true. We'll have to wait and see, but that's been the rumor speculating over the last few days.
Yes, so very curious to see how that turns out. Which, you know, it's still not going to be released for the Wii, so I'm screwed. But
one of these days, we'll get you the original Xbox. You'll be alright.
Yeah, one of these days, when the price drops on the 360, I'll get a 360, and then it will only be available on the 360 for a year, and then I'll have to get a 1. Of course, by that point, the Xbox 5 will be out, so
one of these days, we'll get you up to date.
Yeah, I'm such a gamer. Can you tell? It also got announced, and this was actually breaking news, this just got announced this evening, I believe, is that WWE has signed indie superstar Prince Devitt to a contract.
Yeah, they have. Cool. I don't know much about him. I don't know much about Prince Devitt. All I know is he's very popular, and a lot of people think he will be a big star in WWE. So, curious to learn more about him. I can't add any more to that than I don't know much about him.
I know he's a good wrestler. I've seen like one or two of his matches, and he's really not that bad. I know he does this really crazy, like, face paint stuff, or body paint actually, where he paints himself up to look like usually Venom from Spider-Man or Carnage, one of the two.
Right.
And so that, I'm curious to see if he carries that over, if they let him do that. I don't think they will. But that's pretty much what, at least from what I know him of, that's what he's known for, is doing the body paint for his matches as a way to stand out.
Yeah, there was speculation that after he left Japan that he'd be going to TNA, but no, WWE has locked him up reportedly.
Yes, this is reported. This is not confirmed by WWE, but this was reported as of this evening, so it's breaking news, but take it with a grain of salt.
Apparently, easiest way to get you an Xbox One, WWE 2K15 Wyatt's Edition with signed card.
Dude, No, if it's WWE 2K edition, Wyatt edition with a signed card, I'll just buy the game. Screw the system, I'll just buy the game. Because, you know, the game can sit in my TV cabinet and be fine. Just pointing that out.
Exactly.
It took really everything I had not to buy the Taker edition of 2K14. The only reason I didn't buy it was because I just couldn't justify spending the money for something that I really... It's like, I already had a Taker autograph. I have several. So it's like, I just can't justify spending that level of money to get the coffin box, which is what I wanted. Especially when they're probably going to be showing up on eBay for like $20.
They're probably already on eBay.
They're probably already on eBay. So yeah, it's like, that's the only reason I didn't buy the Taker edition. But if they do a Wyatt edition, I will buy it. Because I don't have any... I don't have Bray Wyatt's autograph yet.
Keyword, yet.
Well, part of me wants to try and get it in person and not buy it on eBay.
Do I mean not yet? One day.
Not yet.
One day.
One day, but not yet. So it's...
Yeah.
I was really tempted to try and go to WrestleMania Access this year. Really tempted to try it, but it's like, no, because it was going to land right smack dab right before finals. It's like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. And also, I had to work.
And you should have worked in school and stuff.
Yeah. Life. But there's always next year, or year after next, or stalking him in an airport. Anyway, back on track.
We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network do condone the fact that you can stalk wrestlers in the airport. If you need advice, contact Lindsay Ward at Lindsay Ward, LINSWARD on Twitter.
Yeah. Not proud of that at all. Anyway, it's also been announced that Noah Kikoa, I am so sorry if I got your name wrong, was signed as well.
One of the Samoan family.
He comes out of the Wild Samoans Academy. He's very highly rated. I've never heard of him or seen him, so I can't really comment, but he is headed to developmental, I believe.
Yes.
So we will have to see how fast he shows up on NXT.
I'd give it a year, probably.
Probably. Well, it all depends on how good he is, honestly.
Yeah.
So now, I think that's all the WWE news we have, right?
Maybe? Yeah, we're good.
Sorry, that was a lot of WWE. Now we're going to get into TNA.
Woohoo!
And, of course, the biggest news coming out of TNA is, well, they released a mobile video game.
They released a trailer for the new mobile video game by Namco Bandai, which will be releasing the sequel to TNA Impact Mobile, that game that was released in 2012. The trailer has been made available by 148 Apps and features Jeff Hardy, Bully Ray, and it's slated to come out later this year. TNA Dixie Carter was asked via Twitter whether the company has a new video game in the works. Yes. Working on a video game. Alright, cool. You got a mobile video game. Here's the thing, and we're gonna touch on it. When you put out a trailer, and it's coming from your Shop TNA account, please don't have footage of Monday Night Raw on the trailer. Okay.
Just pointing that out.
Like, I saw, there's a picture online, and I saw, I was like, oh, that's photoshopped. No. I went in and watched the video. It was there, on the screen. That was, special.
Yeah, you just shake your head, and it's like, oh dear.
Like, it's not fully visible if you're not looking for it, just like, it looks like a blur on the screen, but you look at the screen, the Videotron on the screen that's playing, yeah, it's Monday Night Raw. Oh, TNA.
So, they have that in the works. It also should be announced that, well, sadly, both Kaz and Hernandez have made their departures from the company.
Yes, they have. Hernandez hasn't been seen in a while, and Kaz, well, his contract is up. So his last official dates were the past taping, so he's going to be playing out his contract on TV, I guess, in the next week or so. Or even as of tonight, may have been the last appearance of him. Who knows? He may have one more match. I'm not 100% sure. But he's wrapped up with TNA. And Hernandez, as like I said, hasn't been seen in a while, and if nothing for him, so he'll go back to Mexico and wrestle and work the Indies, but yeah. So long, Supermax.
So long, Supermax. So long, Kaz. He was honestly without Daniels. It was like Mac without cheese. It just, you know.
It didn't go,
yeah. So very sad to see Kaz and Hernandez go. More Kaz. Sorry, Hernandez. But yeah, very sad to see both Daniels and Kaz are gone. It'll be interesting to see where they kind of go from here and what new talent sort of comes in.
Yes.
It was also, well, speaking of interesting, I guess, TNA also spoofed. Oh, God. Spoofed the infamous elevator incident between Jay-Z and Solange Knowles. I just don't even have words for this. Just go.
I really, yeah, I will say this. Three words, ROH. You should spell the word three correctly if you're going to make a point, kink hint. Let's point that one out. I get what they're trying to do. I get it. It's... Hey, at least it wasn't WWE doing it. I don't know. I got no words for it. It was just special.
If you didn't see it, basically Dixie Carter messed Spud up. Spug up?
Spud.
Spud. Sorry. Messed Spud up, if I could talk, in an elevator.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Because, yeah. It was interesting. It's available on ImpactWrestling.com.
It is, yes. What also is interesting is, speaking of ImpactWrestling.com, is that Bobby Roode has been suspended indefinitely from TNA per MVP, and this got announced on Impact Wrestling as well.
Yeah, after the confrontation last week with MVP, he's been suspended indefinitely, and we will not see him for a little while. Damn it, MVP. Why, Bobby? Why, Bobby? We need a Bobby Roode.
I hope he got his pants back.
I have not heard about his pants, so maybe someone needs to tweet him. Did you ever get your pants back?
I dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
I quadruple dog dare you.
I infinity times plus one dare you.
You can't times plus one?
Yes, I can.
That's not math.
How would you know?
Hey, I just took a math course. You know what? I just graduated college. That is not math.
It's not the math. There you go. King Kins is going to do it. Because, well, it involved pants of a... Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. So Bobby Roode has been suspended indefinitely, which makes me wonder, is this contract up?
No.
No?
No.
He's taking a break then.
He was just not used for this new set of tapings.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't know. Usually when they do something like that, and because everybody's going into contract negotiations right now, I knew Bobby had just re-signed last year, but I didn't know how long his deal was.
This was Rude's comment. I think it's an absolute abuse of power. I think this is bullshit. 2 weeks ago, Eric Young and I tore that house down. We made a deal to do it again last Thursday night, and then MVP inserted himself into this, had me thrown out of the arena, and now today I found out that I've been suspended. Not only he names himself the number one contender and schedules a title match. Let me tell you something. If there's anyone who deserves a shot at the TNA World Heavyweight title at Slammiversary, it's me. Eric Young and I have a lot of history, and I gave him one hell of a match even after I went to war with Gunnar earlier tonight. MVP hasn't earned a damn thing, and he sure as hell lost the respect of all of us in the back.
Agreed, Bobby. Agreed. So couldn't say it better myself.
So there you go.
There you go. And one last piece of news. I know, I'm sorry, we had a ton of news. We figured we weren't going to have any. And, well, then everything kind of broke.
Yeah.
It was also announced by Global Force Wrestling that they will be doing their very first talent search next month. So if you are interested in possibly getting booked by them or even getting looked at by them, go to globalforcewrestling.com. You can send them an email to get their information. Get the information to them.
Yeah, the first ever, they will hit the road for its first official talent search and seminar, which will take place on June 1st in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. GFW CEO and founder Jeff Jarrett knows well the great tradition of pro wrestling in Canada and a number of top stars the country has produced. He and Owen Hart are the legendary Hart family were tag team champions, and several Canadian stars made names for themselves while in Jarrett's TNA promotion. The seminar will also reunite Jarrett with renowned pro wrestling trainer Scott D'Amore.
I'm liking where this is going. I'm just liking where this is going.
Yeah, so if you're a pro wrestler interested in attending the seminar, go to globalforcewrestling.com/seminar for complete details.
Yes. And on that note, I think we're done with the news. Finally, I'm so sorry it took so long. And well, I think we take our first break of the evening.
Yeah, because we're born to hand jive.
We are totally born to hand jive. So when we come back, we are going to be talking about tonight's Impact, speaking of Jeff Jarrett, TNA, and all that fun stuff.
Being told to stay within the...
We don't have any more news. Sorry, King Kitten. So, all y'all hand jive. Meanwhile, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. When I was three, I pushed the fly. While chopping wood, I moved my legs. And I saw a dance while I gathered.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you. In the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really? Come on, no.
Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree.
Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait. That's all.
Los Matadores versus the Real American. You all
I'm
pick.
Going with that. Never mind, sorry.
You're...
We're not making I seen them too in action and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny. Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matador is one.
Yep, and see, if I seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Free Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Free Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Free Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked three. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, God! Get the fuck out!
I believe he changed to Cancer Rock.
Oh, shit. Well, that's one for me, because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you,
Jay. I told you, I'm my own worst enemy.
He's coming. Just like... bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the point in the program where I remind you, if you would be so kind, click the Google ads right now on the all-new WildTalkRadio.com. We would appreciate it. Now, back to your regularly scheduled commercial break.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth. You ain't no more to have.
And we're back, high class and all. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. In case you're just joining us, you missed our massive news segment, so sorry it took so long. And now we're going to jump right into TNA Impact, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans.
Apparently I'm supposed to work with Kinkins, and, you know, he's disputing the fact that we did a live commercial. It's called a live commercial. It's still in break number one.
How do you know that's live?
I just said it was, because it was.
Kayfabe!
What's that? Oh, okay, my bad. Welcome back to the Rag Right. No, anyway.
Anyway, Impact.
This Impact left me speechless a few times.
This Impact left me shaking my head, and you know, we're going to kind of work our way from the bottom up, because I have a rant for our number one item on the list that we came up with. So, actually the number one and the number two. So, we're going to just start with the first item, which is, oh hey, James Storm won a match!
About damn time.
Right?
He... Go ahead.
He took Gunner, he didn't take on Gunner, he took on Mr. Anderson.
I know, it's like weird saying, oh wait, he faced someone other than Gunner? What?
Yeah, he faced somebody other than Gunner. It was still a brawl. I believe it was still like either a no DQ or something like that.
It was a regular match, but they brawled a lot. He brought in a beer bottle, tried to get a little bit of the beer in its mouth, and then spit it into the face of Mr. Anderson.
That's so gross, James.
And got his win. Hey, Tony Romo is trending on Twitter. Why is he trending on Twitter? Anyway.
Don't stick to the format. You can take shots at Romo later.
I wasn't. Anyway, continue.
You brought it up. Anyway, yeah, so James Storm defeated Mr. Anderson in a match. So, yay, Stormy won. Honey, clip the goatee. It's not working for you.
Okay. Ah, okay. He's at a clip at the basketball game. Gotcha. So moving on.
So moving on, we then saw Gail Kim come out. She said she is the definition of the Knockouts division. She helped create it. She helped define it. And damn it, she is not okay with the beautiful people ruining it. She then calls out Velvet and Angelina. And, well, Angelina has some choice words for her, basically saying that she's not the champ and she's never going to be the champ again. Velvet and Gail then brawled, and it ended up, well, sadly, with Gail getting a bag on her head.
Daw.
Daw. There was also some shit talking about outfits and everything else, so.
It looks like we're going to get Gail Kim beat Velvet Sky in a match. Should point that one out. It looks like we're headed to Gail Kim and Angelina at Slammiversary.
I'm okay with this. Putting that out there.
Oh, no. It should be good. They should have a good matchup together.
Yes. And then we should also say congratulations to Sonata as he retained his X Division title tonight. Well done.
Yeah, he beat Tigrate Uno and, you know, that other dude. Am I allowed to?
Yes.
DJ Zima Ion.
And that's all you get.
If you want more, go ask Pat.
Nicely. May have to shake it a little for him. Speaking of shaking it, I have a funny feeling Pat Patterson thought he died and went to heaven last week on Legends House, but we can talk about that another time. I don't have to go to the corner. This is my show. Screw you. After that, he doesn't have to go to the corner either. It's his show, too.
Exactly.
Anyway, we also saw what became of one Samuel Shaw. As you know, a couple weeks ago at the pay-per-view, he lost the committed match and he got sent off to the Crazy House. Well, now we saw Samuel Shaw in the Crazy House, in a padded room, in a straitjacket.
Hoping that he was told he has a visitor, and he was hoping it was Christy. It wasn't Christy.
It was Gunner.
What?
Why is Gunner going to visit Sam Shaw in a nut house?
I don't know. I was confused.
It's like, okay. Alright.
I guess we can buy into that. Because he thought he needed someone to talk to, so Gunner is that person?
I don't know. I have nothing.
I got nothing on it.
Yeah, so anyway, Gunner went to visit Sam Shaw in the mental institution. This is where things got interesting. You had Eric Young pissed off at MVP for last week, where, you know, MVP jumped him and then made himself the number one contender. So EY confronted MVP in the parking lot. He tried to pull him out of the limo. Yes, TNA did actually rent a limo. They were broken up by security. Austin Aries then later helped EY throughout the night try and get to MVP, and EY was able to ambush him coming out of the men's room. The two brawled. all the way through the Impact Zone to the ring. Basically, Eric Young didn't want to wait.
He's a fighting champion. He wants to defend the belt every week.
Yes, and he doesn't want to wait for Slammiversary to get his hands on MVP. He wants him now. And so they did the title match for free on Impact tonight between Eric Young and MVP. And we're just going to stop right there, and we're going to talk about that part of it.
I wasn't blown away.
Why are you giving it away for free? I mean, no offense to MVP or Eric Young at all, but...
Because...
Why? It's like, why should I buy the pay-per-view now? I've already seen it. Like, you had them, you did a great build-up with Eric Young jumping him, you know, throughout the night, and the two of them brawling. That was great! Should have stopped it right there.
No, but according to them, they wanted to do the match, and they had the match. If you wanted them to brawl, just make it a brawl, make it a street fight, not for the title.
Yeah, it's like, why, you know, why should I watch the pay-per-view now? Because I just had the title match.
Well, you have to watch the pay-per-view because this match didn't really have a finish. Now, did it?
No, it didn't really have a finish because, well, part two of this is we have a new stable formed in the fact that MVP got some help in one Kenny King and, surprise, surprise, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, what the, So, Kenny King came down, and he caused a disqualification, and cool, and then everyone's thinking, oh, who's going to help Eric Young? It's a 2-on-1 beatdown. Out came, yeah, Bobby Lashley, and, well, we've been saying this for a while. Bobby Lashley made the save, and everyone was in shock, so TNA has now just created... Just a hip-hop version of it. Because they're ballers! Oh, anyway.
I was less than impressed. I mean, I'm sorry. I hate to say that, but I was really less than impressed.
I like the idea of them forming a stable that actually give Kenny King and Bobby Lashley something to do.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that at all. I think that's great.
And them turning heel, and that works too, but it just, I don't know, something didn't click, is the best way to put it. Something was not clicking with it. They'll mesh well, they'll be good stable, that's the problem. It's just, I don't know, this whole thing seems rushed with MVP. I think that's half the problem. Seems like they had a 4-week thing, a 5-week plan, and they're cramming it all in really quickly when it could have been something that could have stretched all summer to where maybe, say, at Bound for Glory, that's when you create the stable, that's when you make this noise. But you started with the turn last week, and you're just trying to get to a point where we haven't seen Bobby Lashley here long. He hasn't been around long. He came in as a babyface and was going after the heels, and it's like, I don't know. And you had Kenny King feuding with MVP, and we'll probably get an explanation from all about it next week. It just seems very rushed.
Yeah, this all felt very just not there. Like, I don't know. It just, like I said, it was kind of underwhelming. It's great to see them giving Bobby Lashley and Kenny King something to do. It's great that they're making Kenny King a heel. He's a very good heel. He lends himself to it very well. I don't know. It's like, again, I'm not a fan of the storyline where you have MVP going for the title, where he's essentially bought himself a title. That's exactly what he's done. or he's tried to buy himself a title. It's like, you know what? If you're going to do this, just have him name himself the champion. Strip Eric Young of the belt and name himself champion. But who knows? They might do it.
They may do that, but then again, there's this whole board of the supposed board of directors may stop it. So he has to use whatever power he has to make it official before it happens.
Yeah. So it's like I don't know. I'm gonna see where it goes. I'm gonna give it a chance, but I'm less than impressed and less than, you know, overwhelmed by it.
The idea is good. Again, it just feels rushed.
Yeah.
They're trying to. They have a lot. The point. They know where point B is, and they were at point A. Rather, they know where point F is, and they were at point A, and they skip B, C, and D. Now they're like at E, already before they get to F. So it's like they're going too quickly.
Yeah. So it's okay. I mean, like I said, the beatdowns were good. The intensity between MVP and Eric Young was good. I liked that. I'm not feeling it.
Right. A couple things to note before we move on to our final point. Bram made his in-ring debut at teaming with Magnus against Willow. Willow won. And we saw the debut of Crazy Steve as he was sort of in action. And the match ended with Kazarian winning, yes, Kazarian won. Not by actually beating him. He won by, I guess, disqualification when Crazy Steve pulled down the referee's pants. I felt very bad for Kazarian being involved in that.
Yeah. I felt very bad for the referee, honestly.
Him too.
I came to the horrible realization that this whole gimmick of the menagerie stems on the chick being able to do the splits. Because if you notice, whenever the menagerie is out there, they're focusing on her. Not on Knox, who's supposed to be the leader. They're focusing on her.
Yeah, pretty much. So
they're basically, you know, the whole gimmick hinges on her being able to do the split on the ropes, you know, go over the ring and do the splits, and then obviously do a handstand and again doing a split. So
what we've learned, ladies and gentlemen, she's very flexible.
Yes, she is. She's very flexible. As most circus performers should be.
Yes.
And now, finally, the biggest thing coming out of Impact was the fact that Bully Ray went to Dixie Carter's house. He broke into Dixie Carter's house. He went to Home Depot, probably with Dixie Carter's credit card, bought a whole bunch of tables and spray paint, and basically spray painted Dixie Fears Bully all over tables and put them all over her front yard, put them throughout the house, and then drank Dixie's liquor and laid in wait for her to show up.
Dixie had her security and Rockstar Spud go into the house, and that was hilarity with Spud trying to, you know, go in the house and try to avoid Bully Ray. Well, that didn't go so well for Spud.
Nope.
He was trying to hide and then use the cameraman to, you know, distract Bully. And the cameraman basically said, Dixie sent us. And then Bully went, us? Us. And, well, then he injured Spud more. Sorry, Spud.
Sorry, dude.
Then another segment was, Dixie was outside her house, got a call from Spud, or called Spud, and on the other, hashtag pray for Spud, trending worldwide, and then basically got Bully on the phone, and well, that made my head hurt. Why are you standing outside your home when you have a crazy man, not Crazy Steve, just a crazy man, destroying your home? why are you just standing out there? Why wouldn't you run since he wants to hurt you? And the other question, and I'll let Lindsay ask it, since, you know, why are you sticking around?
Because she's stupid.
And then the other thing you brought up to me was what?
Where the hell are the cops? Is that my cue to go off?
Yeah, that's your cue.
Okay. I get why they did this. You know, you're having Bully Ray play mind games with Dixie Carter. Okay, great, fantastic. You have a cameraman, a boom guy, and Rockstar Spud with you. And it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the men that you have with you to possibly defend you. You're screwed. You have a cell phone that you're armed with. A madman, or a guy that wants to kick your ass, has broken into your house. He's calling you from inside your house. You have definitive proof he is in your house.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You send the camera guy, the sound guy, and your chief of staff in to find Bully Ray. Meanwhile, you stand outside while all this is going down, not making phone calls to Spud and talking to Bully on the phone. Why would you not call the cops? Like, that is literally the first thing you do. If some guy that wants to hurt you calls you from inside your house, you call the cops and you get the hell out of there. Like, I get it's wrestling. I get that. Totally understand it. But it's like, really? Really? We can't have some reality with this. She can't show up with the cops. You know, it's like, you're going to send these people in here, which is a liability because they could get hurt. And they could sue you, and they could sue you right out of the ownership for the company. Like, at this state, I'm pretty sure Rockstar Spud could get TNA, Dixie Carter's house, and a nice chunk of Panda Energy at this state. Just from all the injuries he sustained.
Probably, yeah.
But it's just, it's like, to me, it's like, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this, I'm like, why are you still there? Why are you not calling the police? Why is this not happening? That is, why are you not calling your husband?
It's the same logic we use for Daniel Bryan. Why get out of the car? Just go.
Just leave. Like, I know this is wrestling. I know it's not real in this sense. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to add a little reality to it. Like, it seriously doesn't. It doesn't hurt to have Dixie call the cops and show Dixie calling the cops and waiting on the cops, and she decides to stupidly go in the house with anyway, sorry, I have hiccups.
Yeah, with Bully in the house. So she goes into the house, right? And then she's confronted by him, and then she's all scared, and, you know, Bully wants one thing for, you know, it's not Bully is scared of Dixie or fears Dixie, it's Dixie Carter fears Bully Ray, and that's what he wanted her to say. So she's saying it, right? She goes, Dixie Carter fears, and then, well, we realize why she didn't run. She had backup in EC3, who attacked Bully Ray from behind. Dixie says, Dixie Carter fears no one. Now, at this point, where are the cops? How are you getting Bully Ray out of your home? Just pulling that one out.
Pretty much. It's like, is it really that hard to get somebody to dress up as a police officer or get a couple guys to dress up as a police officer and drag Bully out? Or, you know, to have two police officers go in the house with Bully? With Dixie, I should say. They get separated. Bully traps Dixie, and then EC3 makes the valiant save, and the cops come running in afterwards. Like, it's really not that hard to do that. Like, you made Dixie Carter, honestly, look like a complete and utter idiot who has no idea what she's doing.
Well, anyway.
No, I'm sorry. I call bullshit on that, and I honestly think she's an idiot. It's like, again, you're going to go in a house, you're going to stay at the house where the guy is, despite the fact that he has littered your front yard with tables, you've set a camera crew in, he has assaulted somebody in your house, he's wanting to assault you, he has eaten your food, drunk your booze, and God only knows what else he's done. It's like, you can press charges on that crap.
They could.
It's theft. It's assault, it's breaking and entering, and it's theft. It's not major theft, but it's theft. It's like, why, if you want to get rid of this guy, why would you stick around where you're going to get hurt? Rule number one, get out of there. It's like, oh, God, my brain, it just was like, it hurt. It hurts so bad watching this. Like, I get what they were trying to do, and I understand what they were trying to do, and I want to be positive about it, but I just really can't. I was sitting there, I'm like, and the whole time it's going on, I'm like, you're an idiot. You're a freaking idiot. Like, get out of there. Leave. Bail. Go. Oh. Just hurt. It hurt my brain. I'm sorry to rant on it, but it did. It was like, why? Why? And then she doesn't even hug Ethan. Like, that's the stupid thing. It's like, you go through all this, you're supposedly petrified, and then Ethan comes in and saves your bacon, and you don't even hug him. Like, if you want it to be believable, it's like, oh my God, Ethan, thank you, and you hug him. Why? Can this be believable? Please, can this be believable? Please! That's all I ask. You're gonna do stuff like this, because I love it when they do stuff like this. It's like, make it believable. Make it good. It's like, at least the stuff with Brian was good. Because all the reactions were genuine, except for him stopping and getting out of the car like a dumbass. I just... Argh! Anyway, I'm done. You go. Say something.
The views and opinions expressed by Lindsay Ward are the same ones I have about that segment.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so very helpful.
I have nothing more to add. You took all the words.
I'm sorry. I want to be positive about it, because honestly, the reason why I'm kind of upset is I actually really liked this feud. I really liked the stuff between Bully and Dixie. I liked where they were going with it because it was really getting Bully on track again. It was getting him over again, which is what you want.
And they did some positive things with these segments.
Oh, they did some great things. They're showing Bully Ray as an intelligent character, which I really, really like. Because, again, Bully's not stupid. We know this.
No, and at some point, it looks like he will need backup of his own.
Yes, at some point he's going to need backup of his own, and where he gets it, well, the aces and eights are gone, so we'll have to figure that out. But, yeah, it's just, to me, it was like, I really liked where this was going, I really was enjoying it, I liked the stuff between Bully and Dixie, and then they did this, and it was like, it was great that they had Bully go into her home. But it was like her reactions to everything was just like, really?
It was missing the L word I'm not allowed to use. But I like the fact that last week they were in Nashville, in the offices, and this week they're at the home because they've been barred from the arena. I like
right.
how they're doing that.
A
lot of times, oh, you've been banned from the arena and you're back the next week. They're actually been barred from the building for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, and it's something of, you know, Bully's taking MVP's advice to heart, which is, well, you know, you can't get her in the arena, but I can't stop you outside the arena.
Right, and I hope they follow up and use the L word and bring some legal aspects into it. Because
we
know Dixie's about the legal, she's a legal beagle, so I think we will get some legal actions here soon, I would assume.
I hope so, but in the meantime, poor Spud. Just...
By the way, he is a brilliant character. He's the best thing on the Impact right now.
I miss him and Ethan together. I really do. I need more Ethan and Rockstar Spud in my life because they're adorable.
Well, now that he came, Ethan made the save, I think we're going to get more Ethan and Spud.
I hope so. I really do. Like, that's just the best bromance. I ship that so hard, it's not funny.
It really is. That's better than bromance. Oh!
Oh! But anyway, I say we take our second break of the evening.
Sounds good to me.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about tonight's exciting NXT and what happened and let you know how it was cheesy, cheesy, complete cheesy goodness. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
It was meant to be that way, though I don't know why.
The evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio is back.
Yes!
I know. The show hasn't gone anywhere. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying WrestleTalkRadio.com is back.
Yes!
Visit all the new historical WrestleTalkRadio.com to learn about the history of the show and hear shows from the past that you never thought you would ever hear again.
Yes!
Plus, you can now follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
What?
Like us on Facebook.
What?
Go to Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yes!
Once again, visit the all-new WrestleTalkRadio.com today.
Yes!
Will you stop that?
No!
Cut it out!
No!
I've got cookies.
Maybe.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments...
Oh my God! No!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Help support the Wild Talk Radio Network right now by clicking on the Google Ads or hitting the Donate button right now on WildTalkRadio.com. This will help support the website and Tim Stein's Midlife Crisis.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. don't worry. We've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You're listening to five times NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Arnett Pierce, and this is the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're going to kill Jenkins before the end of the night. Anyway, welcome back to the rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for amazing videos about wrestling figures, stop motion animation, and all kinds of fun stuff because, well, Matt Goldberg is awesome and he's going to win an Oscar someday, so... You heard it here first.
You did
hear. Exclusive.
It's a rack exclusive.
You're torturing the poor guy. Stop it.
What? This is a good song.
You're evil.
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go
hold on. You can't just say I'm evil and just move on from there. Come on,
yes,
now.
Yes, I can, because you are. We all know this. You are an evil, evil bastard.
I know this. I can be at times, but you know what we want
to
me?
Oh, at times. No, not at times. You're just evil. Evil. Anybody that works on this network. Stop. Stop.
You said evil. I had to be evil.
Jeez. King Kittens, you have my full permission to punch him in the face. Anyway, we're going to go now to tonight's NXT, which definitely did not have Summer Lovin', good or not or bad.
No.
It was just kind of sort of a lot of punches to the face.
A lot of punches to the face, as it was. So, tonight's episode opened with a recap of what happened last week, and then our first contest, The Ascension, took on Buddy Murphy and Elias Sampson?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, this one's simple, Lindsay. Ascension destroyed Buddy Murphy.
Did Elias even get in the match?
No. The Australian got beat down by The Ascension.
So sad.
So the Ascension win, and then after the match, they said they want something new to destroy. They want more competition, basically, which is what we've been clamoring for, I don't know, 2 months now.
Yeah. Actually, I was more shocked they knew how to talk.
Right? So, wanting something new to destroy, El Locale and Kalisto came out, and, you know, they're something new. And, well, they challenged them to a match and a fight for the titles. And then Kalisto kept saying, Lucha, 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 Lucha. That's what they'll continue to hear over
Lucha,
and
over. Lucha, all right. Lucha, Lucha, over
go.
And over again.
There you go. And that's what they will continue to hear. It's like, oh, my God, El Locale sounds so much like Ricardo. But it's not Ricardo. It's El Locale.
I'm waiting for him to go, Kalisto! Waiting for it.
Waiting for it. Waiting for it. So I like that they set up a match. It was later confirmed later tonight at NXT TakeOver in 2 weeks, which means next week we will be previewing the show. It will be El Local and Kalisto against The Ascension for the NXT Tag Team titles.
And keep in mind, The Ascension are the longest reigning tag team champions at 225 days. And while we all know what happened to Bo Dallas, we all know what happened to Paige, they were the longest reigning champions. It would be curious to see
if El Local and Kalisto upset the longest reigning tag team champions of all time in NXT history.
Yeah.
At NXT TakeOver? It's possible. Yes. It's possible. It could be Lucha, Lucha, Lucha. All night long.
Yes, all night long. So be very, very curious to see. But so we have another match for NXT TakeOver, which I'm pretty excited for.
The live 2 hour special on May 29th.
I'm telling everybody right now, we are not covering Impact that week. Just, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm sorry.
No, it's going to be too much to cover. So in 2 weeks, we will be covering NXT TakeOver, as we did for the Arrival show.
Yes.
We then had a Sami Zayn promo.
Yes.
He talked about he obsesses over things. A lot.
He's a little obsessed with getting the NXT title. It started with Bo Dallas, and, well, he didn't beat Bo, so now it's kind of an obsession to get it.
Yeah, he also said he obsessed over trying to beat Cesaro, and he couldn't do that either, so... Yeah, when he obsesses over things, it sort of doesn't come up in his favor, and he's not taking the match lightly tonight, and he will get one step closer to the title tonight.
We'll have to see.
But I have breaking news for you.
Oh?
Tyler Breeze has entered the building. You can all go back about your day now. He entered the building.
Prince Pretty is here, y'all. I repeat, Prince Pretty is here. This is not a drill.
It's not a drill. We then had the semifinals of the NXT Women's Title Tournament. Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte. Bliss tried early. She jumped on the back of Charlotte. Did a nice fancy flip out of the corner. Into a quick roll of how she won last week. But Lindsay, this match was pure Charlotte.
She looked dominant. She looked strong. She looked really good. This was a very good match between the two, but yeah, ultimately Charlotte did defeat Alexa Bliss, and she moves on to the finals of the title tournament.
Yeah, we should a couple spots from the match. She used her power and strength. She had a nice backbreaker submission at one point on Bliss, who was trying to fight out of it. There was one point she caught Bliss and hit her with a backbreaker, which led into the submission. And we actually got to see the abdominal stretch actually being used in a match, which was awesome to see.
It was awesome to see.
But as Lindsay mentioned, Charlotte picked up the victory. She hit the bow down to the queen.
It's a little bit of a mouthful.
It is a little bit. Wonder if Hunter will have a problem with using bow down to the queen, because he's bow down to the king. Anyway... Good match. Charlotte wins. Felt bad for Alexa Bliss, but this was her second match, and she put up a fight. But Charlotte's just big and powerful, and she just can dominate anyone.
Yeah, she's a definite threat in the women's division, and she's moving up the ranks fast. I'm excited to see her in the finals, because honestly, I know what it's going to become. It's probably going to be Natty and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to actually see Sasha Banks versus Charlotte.
And we may see it. Who knows? See what happens next week, because the other semifinal match is next week.
Yeah, so very, very, very curious to see who wins what. But if we get either match, should be good. But Charlotte versus Natty, yeah. That'll be good.
Sold.
Sold. Yeah, definitely hook, line, and sinker sold. So very excited. Again, very excited about this tournament. Happy to see that they're taking it seriously. Happy to see that it matters, that the girls are excited for it. I just wish they would do something like this on the regular television.
I know. The girls. I know.
It'd be awesome.
Because we're feuding over paintings. But tune into the Rack Extra. We talk all about the paintings tomorrow.
Yes.
We then had a selfie promo. Yes. Tyler Breeze was holding out his camera phone and has HD quality on it and cutting out promo. He says he's the next number one contender. He's determined. The things you need to be the champion, you need to be determined and gorgeous, which is what he is. And Canadians lack the proper DNA to be good looking.
I swear to God he said that. Swear to God he said that.
He's Canadian.
He's from the good-looking part of Canada.
The good-looking part of Canada. But yeah, Canadians lack the proper DNA to be good-looking. When he said that, I just started to laugh. And he vowed to do whatever it takes to win tonight.
This was a nice little promo from Breeze.
I'm liking the improvement of Tyler Breeze. He's grown on me as a character.
He has. He really has. I like that he's getting more serious. I like that he's a little bit more intense, and he's not just a pretty face.
He's more. He's more than a pretty face at this point. Good stuff by Tyler Breeze. He's developed nicely over the last few months.
Yeah, he really has. It's been really nice.
Mojo Rawley took on Aiden English. The one spot I liked in this match, Mojo was taunting Aiden, not allowing him to get around the ring, which was funny. After that, Aiden actually took control of the match, hammering down Mojo. But of course, Mojo got hyped, made his big comeback, couple big splashes in the corner, and then hit the hyperdrive for the W. Mojo Rawley beats Aiden English. Again, we said it the last time he wrestled, Aiden English has pipes. Ooh, he has pipes.
Yeah, he does.
This was a solid match.
It was a very solid match. Very, very entertaining.
We then had a Tyson Kidd promo. He believes in hard work and second chances. Talks about, you know, guys on the from NXT who are on the main roster. You know, the takeover, like the Wyatts and the Shield and stuff. They're making noise and the takeover has begun. And, well, this is his opportunity to show that, you know, to take over and to become the next NXT champion.
I'm going to save my comments for this later, but good promo by him.
Good promo by him, yes. We then had Angelo Dawkins, who for a split second looked like Kenny King, took on Big Cass, Colin Cassidy. You had CJ Parker in the crowd holding a sign saying, "This sign is recyclable." Cassidy dominated the match, pretty much. Dawkins tried to make a comeback, but got hit big with a big running knee. Cassidy then hit a big boot, and the spinning slide slam, a.k.a. the East River Crossing, for the W. Big Cass won. Nice showcase of Colin Cassidy. I don't fully buy into him, but the crowd sort of does.
It's something of the gimmick is better when Enzen Yo Amore, I believe that's how you say his name, is with him. Because they're actually a tag team, but his partner is injured right now. And when they do the full gimmick, it's better.
Right. See, I've not seen the full gimmick in effect, so.
Yeah. So, it's kind of one of those things where it's... Yeah. I mean, it was a very nice showing for him. He looked very strong. He looked really good. But yeah, when you see the full gimmick, you see it better.
So I took some notes on the next segment, right? But I decided, oh wait, I have the WWE Network on the computer. So courtesy of our friends at the WWE Network, just believe.
Hello, Bo. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good to see you.
You too. I understand that there is a triple threat match tonight.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. And it determines the number one contender.
Right.
But I have something you have to see.
What are these?
These are letters from all over the world. It's the believers. And they are demanding that I get another shot at the title. And I told them on my hotline that...
You
that
have a
just,
hotline?
Yeah, Bo Dallas hotline. But I told them that that just wouldn't be fair. But I'm afraid if nothing's done, that these letters are going to come pouring into your office as well.
That would be a tragedy. You know what we should do is take these all to C.J. Parker and let them recycle them. You know, we need to save the wells, the trees, the things like this. The Amazon, the rainforest, all that stuff is going out in record numbers. It's amazing what's happening to the planet. Bo, I'm not going to give you something you don't deserve. Okay, you had your shot in the Battle Royal. You didn't do it. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You beat your next opponent, I'll give you a title shot. Fair?
That sounds great. Yeah.
It's actually better than that. You know, I love guys like you that are competitors, that are like riverboat gamblers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you lose, let's put some skin in the game on your side. You leave NXT for good. That's a match with some real stips. You know what I'm saying?
Well, who's my next opponent?
Tell you what, I'll give you five guesses. Five. No more than five. No less than five. Five.
John Cena?
No, Michael Wall Street. It's not John Cena, no. Big E. You got Big E.
Well, that's great. I'm undefeated against Big E. I defeated him to win the NXT championship and to go on my run for the longest reigning NXT champion in history. That's fantastic.
Well, this should be a cakewalk for you then. But just remember, if you lose... You go home.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll leave these here so you can read them later. Thank you. Thank you.
Such cheesy. If you could see his face.
It was pure cheesiness from Bo.
Oh, it was pure 100% cheesiness.
Oh, it was the cheesiest segment of all cheesiness. One, he mentioned the hotline, the Bo Dallas hotline.
He has a hotline.
Where,
amazing.
Where all his believers were leaving messages for him. And then when he said, you know, I'll give you five guesses, no more than five, just five guesses. John Cena? The biggest smile was on his face when he said the word John Cena.
I facepalmed.
I was going to be, Bray Wyatt?
No.
Yes, it's 267-297-1397. Please feel free to leave a voicemail anytime you want. That's the Wild Talk Radio Network hotline.
You have 10 minutes.
You get 10 minutes to rant, rave, or praise us for 10 minutes if you would like.
But yeah, this was pure gold. I love how they set up his departure match. It was amazing.
Yeah,
and his face, he's just this adorable little puppy. And he's just like, oh my god, I'm undefeated against Big E. I'm totally fine. You're gonna lose.
Oh, poor Bo.
He's gonna die next week.
He's gonna die. Slow, painful death next week.
We love you, Bo, but we know better. We know where you're headed.
Yeah. Speaking of heading, we head to our main event, the number one contendership for the NXT Championship. Tyson Kidd, Tyler Breeze, Sami Zayn. No one wanted to make the first move in this match. Kidd eventually did, striking both men with kicks. Breeze got Kidd out of the ring, and Breeze was able to work over Zayn a little bit. There was a spot where Zayn wanted to charge at Kidd, so he got back in the ring. And then got hit with the beauty shot for a two count. This allowed Breeze to work over Tyson Kidd a little bit. Kidd was able to get Breeze out of the ring. Tried to dive through the ropes, but got hit by Breeze. But then Zayn did a somersault flip over the top rope, or a senton flip over the top rope, whatever you want to call it, on the Breeze, and then came off the top rope for a quick crossbody on the Kidd for a nice two count. Zayn hit a blue thunderbomb for a long two. There was a nice spot with a German suplex, exploder suplex combo. I believe it was Zane had Breeze and the Exploder, and then Kid hit the German, if I remember correctly. Kid locked in the sharpshooter to Zane. Breeze got him out of that with a big kick for a two count. Zane tried to get on the top rope, but sort of got pushed or slipped and then hurt his balls. That's exactly what I wrote. He hurt his balls. Because that's the only way to explain it. Kid had was able to hit a big shot onto Breeze. Kid was going to the top rope. Zane hit his running kick to Breeze, knocking him out. Then, well, sort of Kid tossed Zane out of the ring, and Kid hit a big elbow drop from the top rope, and Tyson Kidd is the number one contender for the TNA NXT Heavyweight Championship. I like this match. What about you?
This was a great match. It was absolutely fantastic. It was so well done. Thoroughly enjoyed it. My only issue is making Tyson Kidd your number one contender. I get why they're doing it. So it's pretty much a guarantee that Neville's going to win.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, and this is no offense to Tyson Kidd at all. I think he's a great wrestler. He definitely deserves a shot. I don't like the fact that you're having a main event roster guy getting a title shot for the developmental title. But, like, I'm not 100% with Natty getting one either, even though it's completely deserved by Natty. But it's like, I get why they're doing it to spark interest. To me, it's like, I really actually kind of wanted to see either Breeze or Zane get it.
Yeah, but at the same time, Tyson Kidd really hasn't done anything on the main roster for a while, so.
Oh, no. He hasn't. So this is a great opportunity, and I'm all for it, and he definitely deserves it. To me, it's like, really?
It's better than Brodus Clay.
This is true. It's very true. Like, I get they have to find competitors for Neville because they don't really have any at the moment, and they're kind of building them, but yeah, to me, it's like, can we get somebody that's actually on the roster?
But at the same time, Neville and Kidd at the TakeOver? Sold.
Yeah, that'll be a good match. That'll be a very good match.
It'll be a nice showcase for Neville. So.
Yeah.
Another good NXT.
Oh, this is a great show. I like how they're steadily building to a rival. Next week's gonna be a big week. As it's the go-home for the two-hour special.
Yes, and we will preview NXT TakeOver next week on this show. Because we should have somewhat of a card that's sort of filling out. At least four matches we'll be able to predict, so.
Probably more. They'll set the rest of it next week.
I think we're going to get four matches announced, and then whatever. But if you think about four big matches on a two-hour show, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good, considering the fact that three are title matches. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, another enjoyable NXT.
Very enjoyable. Well done. Bravo. But on that note, I say we take our final break of the evening.
You sure we can't have, like, two more?
Well, we're going to have our outro, so we can have plenty of fun with that. And when we come back, we've got our discussion, we've got Tweet of the Week, and of course we've got our question of the night, which is, of course, if WWE vacates the World Heavyweight Championship, who would you like to see WWE crown as its next champion? So, stay tuned for all that. You're listening to The Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that CB Radio is all over social media? Well, now you do, bitch asses. We are all over Facebook and Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, it's simple. Just go to facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. All one word. It's not that difficult. Go ahead. Enter it in your website address. Fucking go to it. Even search for it if you're really that lazy. Go to Facebook. Search up at the top Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. You know, it's not that difficult to find us and like us. Come on, you listen to us every week. Just fucking give us a like. We're all over Twitter, too. Every single one of us is on Twitter. You can follow the show at CB Radio WTR. That's the letter R, you know, Q-R-S. I just can't pronounce it. You know, I'm from Boston. Suit my bitches. After you follow the show, be sure to follow me, the Boston badass himself, at Mr. Chris Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. All one word. That's in case you didn't know how to spell my last name. You can follow Rob Pox, you know, the godfather of extreme, at CB Radio G-O-E. And you can even follow Subway, who actually has got Twitter. He has a smartphone now and is on Twitter. So you can follow him, and hopefully he makes a little bit more sense there than he does on air, at X-Core Subway. Not that difficult, was it, people? Now stay a part of the fun and excitement that happens off the air, just as well as you do on the air, every Saturday night at midnight-ish, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Amazing Kong, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Your story sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile.
And welcome back to The Wreck right here on WildTalkRadio.com. King Kittens, that is called a little bit of beauty school dropout.
Yeah, we made a quick change on this one. This was Lindsay's request just now.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to play Grease, you have to play Beauty School Dropout. Hey, that's just...
I asked you what you wanted to hear earlier.
I forgot it was on there, honestly. There. And then I was sitting there and I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's going to play it.
There you go.
I'm not the biggest Grease fan, but I do love Beauty School Dropout. It is actually one of my favorite parts in the movie, so I have to hear it. Anyway,
yeah.
Twit of the week. Just go.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
I'm sure I stole like 50 of yours, but anyway.
As you do that, we'll have some background music. Anyway, go ahead.
Dolph Ziggler. At Pizza Hut, don't tease me with personalized emails about stuffed crust about stuffed crust and not be open at 9:45 a.m. I'm hot and ready. You should be too.
Hey now.
Oh, it gets better. Somebody that tweets Dolph Ziggler, why don't you try Domino's, Dolph? And he goes, blocked. It's cool at Pizza Hut. It's cool. We're cool. I'm over you. I'm totally fine. It's fine. Google's pictures of boxless pizza. Calls at Pizza Hut just to hear them say my name. Hangs up.
Nice.
Scrolls through at Pizza Hut Facebook pics. Does another shot of garlic bread. Or of garlic butter, excuse me. Pizza Hut! At Heel Ziggler. We're sorry we weren't open, not morning people, but we'll stuff your crust now if you want. Or later, down for whatever.
Hey now.
Look who stopped by at... Look who stopped by, in parentheses, after 2 a.m. at Pizza Hut. Totally means we're back, right? He also followed Pizza Hut, just so you know.
Nice.
Anyway, these are all Dolph Ziggler. Batista is the weak link of evolution. He's the only one who hasn't evolved. Those who think I whine about work too much don't know the half of it. I do way more unreported whining backstage. Hashtag the more you know. Dolph Ziggler, 5 a.m. Rome, Italy, daybreak. It's times like this that I just sit back and realize what a great background for my Instagram selfie. And that's all I got.
That's all you got? Alright, let's make sure this goes on a loop. Gotta have background noise.
Stop torturing him.
No, I got some tweets, so I gotta, you know.
You can do your tweets, but turn the music off. You're torturing him. He's gonna kill you, for God's sakes.
Not Bill Walton. If I had OKC left on my Scrabble rack, I'd get 14 points for a choke. This is hashtag WWE bad WWE merch. Alberto Doritos. The Shield female condoms. A cup of Kofi. Finn Lay's potato chips. Mr. Ass Wipes. And that's all from that hashtag. Lance Storm tweets, I want a naked Midian cameo in the Adam Rose entourage. Hashtag Raw.
No, just no.
Oh, and there's one other bad merch one. The Bella Twin Beds bestseller. Justin Henry goes, breaking, Alicia Fox storms Triple H's office, takes the caps off of three pens and doesn't put them back on. Hashtag WWE, hashtag Raw. Not SportsCenter, Donald Sterling on his comments. I am not a racist. My mind just thinks racist things, and my mouth says racist things. Blame them, not me. Shane Helms. John Cena had neck surgery in segment 2 and was back by the third hour. So true. Dolph Ziggler. Pretty sure Cena and Usos are sponsored by Hi-C Ecto Cooler. Hashtag Raw. WWE games and Zack Ryder have been going back and forth lately. Basically, he was mentioned that he's in the video game for next year, possibly. So, he goes, Zack Ryder goes, oh my god, I'm not Adam Rose's bunny. They asked the question, so what you're saying is we should stop working on your alt attire for 2015? just accept it. And that's where he replied, I'm actually going to be in the game. Yes, you may be. The Soska sisters. I hear Kane isn't good for neck surgery patients. Darn. Hashtag Raw. Aubrey Simpson goes, FGATB. What does that stand for? Fandango gets all the butt. This is where we... this is where we ruin nursery rhymes. Betty freaking White. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, but his spring is just okay so far. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack be failing English class. Joey Styles goes... WWE Factoids tweets Joey Styles and Heel Ziggler. Any chance you'll be on Inside Amy Schumer? Joey Styles replied, according to her on Howard Stern, Dolph's been inside Amy Schumer.
God.
Governor Ed Rendell goes, NFL should pick us to host the draft selection. No fans would be more enthusiastic. It would make Wing Bowl look like a square dance contest. It probably really would. Worst college classes. This was a hashtag last night. Canadian history. Texting abbreviations. Browser history. Morning woodworking. Who screwed Brett? How to sneak out after a drunken one-night stand. History of the flip phone. Intro to English. And one final tweet from ESPN Fantasy Sports. According to consistency ratings, Tony Romo gives you a startable fantasy game 6 times a year. There you go. It's a positive tweet about Tony Romo. He's quality 6 times a year. Hey, I don't make these things up. That came from ESPN Fantasy Sports. It wasn't a shot. He's just quality 6 times a year.
So it's a backhanded compliment?
Yes, yes it is.
Anyway.
The music has stopped. That's Tweet of the Week.
That's Tweet of the Week. Moving on. King Kittens, I'm so sorry I tried. I really did. Not hard enough, but I tried.
She put up not really much of a fight.
No. Sorry. Anyway, moving on, now we're going to go into our discussion for the evening, which ties into the question of the night, which is, you know, really, what's next for the WWE Champion? And as we told you earlier in the show, Daniel Bryan had to have surgery. There's a possibility that he could be out anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months. Nobody's really sure at this stage. Obviously, they were given the diagnosis today, and as WWE announced on Main Event, if you saw... And I'm sure they will announce again on SmackDown. They are making an announcement concerning the WWE Championship on Monday.
Correct.
On Raw. So that's where we will determine whether or not Daniel Bryan gets to keep the title or they will vacate the title due to his injury. So I say we do the question of the night first and then we can kind of sort of all blend it together. And the question of the night is, you know, if that happens, if WWE vacates the World Heavyweight Championship, who would you like to see WWE crown as its next champion?
The few responses we got consisted of basically a few people wanted no one. A couple of people threw out John Cena. We even had one for Cesaro. Now, the main reason we asked this question, and we'll get our answers as we go through this discussion, If you look at the current roster as it is going right now, if you vacate this title, there really is no one in position to take the WWE Championship and carry it long term.
No, you can tell the intended plan was for Bryan to have a long term run with the title and that they were finding competitors for him, but that ultimately Bryan was going to be the one to hold the title, and that, you know, this feud with Kane is really just to sort of get Bryan to that next step and that next challenger, whomever that might be. And at this stage, it doesn't really seem clear who would be challenging Bryan after Kane.
No, there really isn't, because as you're going to say, everyone's tied up.
Everyone's tied up. You have John Cena and Bray Wyatt. tied up with each other, though that will probably end at Payback for sure now, I would guess. Unless they try and go for a fourth match, which I don't know if they really can at this stage. You know, Kane is, as much as I love Kane, as much as I adore Kane, and as much as I feel Kane deserves a title, he's not really at this stage, even though I'm going to make a case for him later, he's not really set up right now to take the championship and run with it. Nobody wants to see Orton as champion again. Batista's leaving.
Batista's leaving. We forgot to mention that in the news, that he has a movie role that he'll probably be filming next year. So he's leaving to promote one movie now and probably be filming a kickboxing movie with George St. Pierre probably in 2015. You just look around the roster and it's like, Daniel, they made it evident that they wanted Daniel Bryan to be their WWE champion.
Yes.
And it's hard to picture the next champion without it seeming kind of, you don't have, the whole point of what they were doing is they were going to build the next champion as Daniel Bryan was running through his title reign. Poleave. You can always believe. I don't think he's getting anywhere close to the WWE World Heavyweight Championship anytime soon.
I said it last night when we were prepping the show. He laughed at me. Rack exclusive if Bo Dallas wins. Just
you heard out. You heard it here first. It would be great if he did, but it won't ever happen.
It would be hilarious if he did, but yeah.
But you just look around and you look at the landscape, and they've sort of put everyone in a direction. And if you just sort of, like, if you break every, like, the idea is to do at SummerSlam, it looks like, Triple H versus Roman Reigns. So that sort of takes the number one guy in the Shield out of any title contention. Unless you do it for the WWE Championship and we can throw it out there now, one of the ones we talked about. Get ready for it, people. The Triple H movement, next WWE Champion, Triple H.
But I mean, basically, it's if you're going to take the title off Daniel Bryan, if you're going to strip him of the title, I can honestly see Triple H being that much of a prick, and simply because he has the power to do it, to make himself champion. They can't trust Orton with the title, Batista's leaving, and they don't really want to put it on anybody else right now, and Hunter doesn't trust anyone but number one, so guess what? He's going to put it on himself, and he's going to hold it, and he's going to carry it, and then you can have the Shield try and scream over, which continues that feud, or, you know, eventually you have it where you do Hunter versus Roman, potentially for the title. I don't know if Roman... I think Hunter would be a good placeholder champion, and then you can obviously continue the feud between Bryan and Hunter, you know, down the line when Bryan comes back, because there's definite unresolved issues there.
Oh, yeah. And just putting the title on Hunter gives it absolute heat and, again, credibility, because he's a multi-time 15, 13, whatever it is, time world champion. It would work. And you would gain interest and heat on the belt and on Hunter. And then when a babyface dethrones the king, it's a big deal. Which is why I was sort of actually pushing it half-heartedly, but still kind of believed it going into Mania.
Yeah. I can see them doing that with Hunter just because Hunter seems like the easy choice. Honestly, I can also see them... This is kind of half-hearted, mainly because I really would like to see this, because I think he does deserve it, where they give it to Kane. Where Stephanie gives it to Kane as a reward for taking out Daniel Bryan, because Kane's still going to be the one that's blamed for Daniel Bryan getting injured. And so he takes Bryan out of the picture, he gets the title off of Bryan, which is what Stephanie and Hunter want.
Even if they're denying any...
Yeah, even if they're denying it 100%, it's what they want. And so I can see, since Stephanie very clearly has control of Kane, at least right now, she puts the title on him because he's he does as he's told and he's easily controlled. And that's what they want, is they want somebody that will do as they're told. And then the eventual storyline is the authority loses control of Kane pretty much right around the time that Brian comes back, and you have Brian come back and defeat Kane. And that finishes that feud out. I can see them doing that.
And I would have no problem with Kane being champion in a transitional sense.
Yeah, you really have Kane hold the belt for, you know, a month, 6 weeks, something like that. You can vacate the title, do a tournament, you know, and have, you know, basically they set it up for Kane to win, and Kane wins and gets the title. I can see that. I can completely see them doing that. Or they just hand it to him and they say, you know, you earned it. Or that was the deal from the get-go, is Kane does Stephanie's bidding in exchange for the title. And he gets what he wants, and they get what they want, and everybody's happy, except for the Danielsons.
And again, it continues that feud.
Right, because you're obviously... Kane will still be screwing with Daniel Bryan indirectly, because Stephanie and Brie are not done.
Oh, no, they're not done by a long shot.
And I can see Kane terrorizing Brie multiple times over before this is over. So I can see that. You know, as far as kind of going back a little bit, Roman Reigns is an interesting choice.
But I don't... It's an interesting choice. I don't think he's ready, though.
No, I don't think he's ready either. If Roman's going to win a title, especially the top prize in the company, I feel like he needs to be on his own. I feel like he needs to be away from Dean and Seth at that point, because that's a major, major high point in his career.
Right, and I think at SummerSlam it would be too early. But that all depends on if they decide to strip him, which I don't think they're going to do. Maybe. I keep going back and forth on this. Part of me wants them to actually strip it. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Staying on Roman, it's like, yeah, I'm with you. I can see him with being in the Shield and still getting it, because it would be... You could do a couple of different things there where you can then sort of play off of how... Think about Evolution and how they started sort of breaking down back in the day.
It was when Orton won the title.
When Orton won the title, and you could sort of redo that with the Shield, where you have them cost... Where you have Ambrose and Rollins turn on Roman, and then you build a feud from there, possibly. I don't think Roman's ready, but if they need somebody, I think, again, that's all depending on his health at this point, he would be one to go with. The one name we haven't mentioned, because I don't think neither of us think he's ready for it or needs it at this point, is Bray Wyatt.
No. As much as I would love to see Bray Wyatt get it, he doesn't need it, and he's not ready for it.
It's
not by a long shot.
It's not his time.
No. Bray's at least 6 to 8 months at the earliest away from even being in the title picture at this point. You know, you've done a wonderful job of building Bray with Cena. You need to kind of continue on that track, but I don't think putting him in the title picture is what you want. Now, being said, I can see him going into Money in the Bank. I can see him possibly winning Money in the Bank, and he gets the briefcase. I can see that, and then, you know, somewhere down the line, when Bray feels like he can be bothered to do it, he possibly cashes in. But even then, that's a little far-fetched, just because for Bray Wyatt... It's not about titles. It's not about any of that for him, at least right now. So I can't see Bray entering that title picture.
Me neither. And one of the names that were most thrown out was Cesaro.
No, he's not ready.
He's on the rise, but he just seems a little too far away. Another main name I forgot to mention that was thrown out there was Brock Lesnar as well.
You know, honestly, I can see them putting the belt on Lesnar. I can see him, you know, we've talked about it before where it's Lesnar wins the title and he kind of pulls what they do in UFC where he doesn't fight on TV, you know, he doesn't fight for free. He only fights on pay-per-view. And he, you know, it's so he only defends the title every 30 days. And, you know, he and Heyman push that envelope with the 30-day rule.
And he shows up once a month to defend his title and goes home after that. But
yeah,
go ahead.
And you have Heyman as, you know, the advocate. And Heyman does all the talking for Brock Lesnar. We can continue to hear about how Lesnar did the thing and is also the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, but I think if you put the title on Brock, you're already at the point where he's going to lose someday. And Brock shouldn't lose any for a long, long time.
No, if Brock is going to be the man that defeated the streak and defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania, he should not lose another match for the rest of his WWE career.
He really shouldn't, unless he loses his last match.
Unless he loses his last match, and then that's perfectly acceptable as long as it's someone that can legit beat him. And, yeah, it's just because it's like you look at the people that Brock Lesnar's gone up against and he's beaten versus who's beaten him. Yeah, it needs to be believable in that case. So I can't see Brock Lesnar
right and
taking it right now.
And Cesaro is like Bray Wyatt. They are on the rise.
Yeah, Bray and Cesaro, they will have it one day. I don't think they're going to have it right now. It doesn't make sense because, honestly, if you put the title on them for 2 months and then Brian comes back and Brian, you know, provided they still want to go with Brian as champion at SummerSlam.
You're going to kill the momentum that you're building with both a guy like Cesaro or Bray Wyatt at that point.
Yeah, it's something of when Cesaro gets it, and especially when Bray gets it, if he gets it for either, it needs to be a longer-term run. You need to, especially for a guy like Bray Wyatt, who has a mission, who has a point to prove, he needs to hold it for a while.
Yes.
Before somebody takes it off of him. And even then, it's probably by sheer luck that you take it off of Bray Wyatt.
Right. So that's the idea of thinking about it. Of who should be the champion if they were to vacate the title. Should they vacate the title?
You know, honestly, I'm kind of torn on it because it's, if Brian's going to be gone really only one pay-per-view and it's a month to 6 weeks, I'm really kind of okay with him holding on to the title. But they're going to have to find a creative way to keep him relevant and keep him on TV so he's visible.
I want to throw this out there, and he won't be for a few weeks. I want the internet to complain if Daniel Bryan does not defend the title in 30 days.
Yeah, since they complain about Dean Ambrose.
Complain to Daniel Bryan. I want to see it. I want to see you react to it. It's the same thing that happened. Anyway, sidetrack anyway. Had to get it out there before I actually forgot it.
But yeah, so it's, you know, if they can keep Daniel Bryan relevant, if they can keep him on, you know, in people's minds, and he's really only gone for 30 days to 6 weeks, I'm okay with that. If it's going to be anything past Money in the Bank, that's where I start to have a problem, because he shouldn't be off TV that long, and the title really shouldn't be off TV that long. So it's something of, if it's, like, Payback is one thing, because Payback is, you know, like 2 weeks away or something like that, 2 or 3 weeks away at this stage. So it's like, there's nothing they can do about Payback.
Right.
If it's going to take him past Money in the Bank, yeah, it needs to come off him, because it's like, you need to have your belt visible on television. You need to have, you know, basically so people don't really forget about it.
I'm in agreement with that. It should only go until Payback's one thing, Money in the Bank. That's a totally different story. If he's out till SummerSlam, you gotta get the belt off him. Tomorrow,
yeah,
on Monday.
Because here's the thing, if you take the belt off of him, he never lost the title, and that gives him a grievance to come back and later get it back. Like, that's the thing. If you take the title off of Daniel Bryan, he can always get it back. But the thing is it's like, you need to be careful in situations like this, because they did the same thing with Ziggler, where Ziggler won the title. He got a concussion, he was off TV for like 6 weeks, and his momentum was dead when he came back. So you really have to be careful in situations like this. And what I think what hurt Ziggler is they didn't mention him, and they kind of kept him off TV and that kind of thing. And Brian, that's why I say, if they can keep Brian relevant, if they can keep talking about Brian, if they keep giving updates, having him cut promos, you know, whatever, you know, because I think he's fit to travel after like 2 weeks or something.
2-3 weeks, something like that.
So, you know, if you have him on television, but you don't have him taking any bumps, that's one thing. But, you know, otherwise, it's, yeah, I just, to me, it's after, you know, anything really longer than 30 days, you know, 6 weeks is really pushing it, it needs to come off. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you. Six weeks is a decent time. I'm okay with it. It's a little much, but I'm okay with it. 2 months, you're really pushing it there. But here's the thought process, and this is a thought process that's just changed over the last few years. For a long time, they were very adamant, once someone got hurt, we gotta get a new champion the next day. We've seen it when John Cena got hurt, we've seen it when, you know, The Undertaker got hurt, or Edge got hurt, or Batista. They always crown a new champion right away. Now it's a debate. There was no second thought of it years ago, five years ago. Now they're actually giving it a second thought, where we don't have to rush and change the title. Because remember, Batista got hurt one day, and then they did a battle royal the next night. Same SmackDown. He came to SmackDown, vacated the title. Later in SmackDown, they had a battle royal for the title. And Kali won it. And Undertaker got hurt. They quickly got a new champion and stuff like that. They've always thought of, let's trade a title off. Now let's step back a minute. Let's think long term. Do we have to rush the title on the star?
Plus, I think, you know, especially sports medicine in general has made such leaps and bounds in 5 years, where they don't have to rush. They can actually have the luxury of sitting back and finding out how bad it really is, and determining, because they're able to predict now how long it's actually going to take. Like, you know, when they say 6 weeks, that's an approximate. You know, the guy could come back in 4, he could come back in 8, or he could come back in 6. You just don't know. It depends on the person. It's like John Cena, when he went out, they said 6 months. He's back in 2.
Right.
So it all depends on how hard the guy rehabs and how fast he can come back off of it. And so for them, it's kind of getting that approximate, and then, you know, talking with a guy and finding out how fast he's really willing to come back for, and then going from there.
Right.
So they do have that luxury, and it's also something of, they are booking long term. They are looking out a certain way. It's like, you know, this past go round, they were looking to Mania. All right. They've gotten to Mania. They got the title on Bryan. Now they move forward, and they're either booking to Payback, or they're booking all the way out to SummerSlam, whatever. You know, whatever that next endpoint is, that's where they're looking to. And it's literally, okay, if we do this, if we take the title off Bryan, how is this going to screw everything else? Because everything is kind of built around everything else. So it's if you take one feud out, or you change one feud and move one person out and put one person in, how is that going to affect everything else? Because it's a huge house of cards.
It is, and especially with a newer roster, because it is. If you think about it, it's a brand new roster. You don't have, again, it goes back to, you don't have the people in place like you did before. those established stars aren't here anymore. You have a bunch of new guys who aren't ready for the title. So,
it's like we
want to give it to this guy. We're going to make sure he's champion for as long as we can keep the belt on him. If it's something where he's out for months and months, then we will have to change our plans.
Yeah, but if it's going to be a maximum of 6 weeks for Brian, it's, well, we can wait. Because, you know, honestly, payback is really a throwaway pay-per-view.
And think about it. It's not really a pay-per-view. It's a special event now. We're in a new
era.
It's
a special event, yeah.
Everyone who was going to see payback already has the network.
Right.
So it's one, you know, I don't think they were going to gain extra subscribers for the network. Not anything huge go for payback or Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank's kind of questionable because that's going to be, you know, it all depends on what they do for Money in the Bank. But payback definitely, because payback is Extreme Rules 2.0. They're just rehashing, you know, all the same feuds and just changing the stipulations and shifting the matches. And that's how they're really going with that.
Yeah. And that's fine, and that's what they've always done. And it's just, we're in a different era right now where it works. They have the time to tell the story properly and get someone in place if they need to.
Yes. Like, here's the thing. It's, you have a couple feuds that could end at payback, just kind of looking at it and figuring it out and kind of hashing it all out. You do have a couple that could end easily and move people on. Unfortunately, those people aren't necessarily the ones that you want in the title picture.
Exactly.
Especially, you know, no offense, John Cena. I know Cena is the default, and it will probably end up being Cena if they take the belt off of Bryan.
But I don't think anyone wants Cena.
I don't think anybody wants Cena. So it's like, yeah, no. Just, no.
No. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Now, real quickly, you know, to kind of get into it, before we go for the night, just maybe throw out a name, I guess. They don't strip Brian of the title. Who's next for him after Kane? It's kind of the same boat. It's
Randy Orton. You asked for a name. You put me on the spot. I gave you a name.
Yeah, I know. I know I gave you a name. But yeah, it's just like, and honestly, Orton's logical, but I don't want Orton.
So what's your name?
To feud with Brian for the title?
You put me on the spot.
If he wasn't leaving, I would honestly say Batista, but he's leaving. Hunter's moving on to Reigns. I'm trying to think of who else could be a possible contender. And there isn't really one.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm sitting here, I'm actually flipping through the roster page at WWE.com right now, and I'm looking at all the names, and it's like, I see names that I would like to see, but I know that they're not ready, or they're never going to be in place for Brian to feud with. Honestly, I'd like to see them resolve the Bray Wyatt-Daniel Bryan feud, but I don't want the title in that.
Because, again, that would kill momentum. There's guys who you would want matches with, but then if you put them in the match, one of them has to lose, and you've killed momentum.
Yeah, so it's, there are a lot of matches I want to see Bryan do.
Like, Bryan and Cesaro would be a great match, but it's way too soon.
Yeah, Brian, again, it's like all the matches, the title doesn't need to be involved. It's like I'd love to see Brian versus Seth, Brian versus Dean. You know, I think those would be two absolutely fantastic matches. I'd love to see Brian versus Hunter where they feud with each other, because that's not done, and you have Brian, you know, yeah, he beat him at WrestleMania and he went on to win the title, but those issues are far from resolved, especially now with Stephanie screwing with him.
Correct.
So, I don't know. I would say Hunter, but he's moving on to Reigns, so maybe this is you know, honestly, maybe this is a good thing.
It might be.
It's kind of a blessing, because it's like, you know, after Kane, who do you really move Brian on to? Well, I don't know. So it's like, well, then that puts everybody feud right now. By the time Brian comes back, maybe some people will be, you know...
Maybe ready.
Maybe ready. Who knows?
So we'll have to see.
We will have to see. But on that note, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done too.
So, well, shill stuff.
Tomorrow afternoon, Rack Extra, Total Divas Season 2, Episode 8 will be available for your downloading and streaming things. Go to Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. We talk all about the Natty and her painting. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
Saturday night, CB Radio returns live midnight-ish. The Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR. We'll probably have a lot to say because, well, we haven't been on air for 2 weeks. So check it out. CB Radio, midnight-ish, facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbananas. Sunday night, it is WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio with Tipstein, Mason, Omega, covering Week in Pro Wrestling. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and facebook.com/wrestletalkradio. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Thursday night for the Rack. 11 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Visit RackRadioShow.com as well. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, PsychWardDesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork, it is available for sale. Just click the Contact Us section of my website and click the link that says redbubble.com, and it will take you right to my store. The Bow Down piece, which is my, you know, not-so-subtle tribute to Triple H, is available for sale, as is the Obey the Buzzards piece, two brand-new pieces that I came out with. So you definitely want to go check those out. If you just want to view them and the progress on them, because that is available, you can go to behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And check that out. All my artwork is available there for your viewing pleasure. Please check out RackRadioShow.com and listen to all the fine work that we've done. And also please listen to every other program on this network, because we all work very hard. And we do it for you guys, because we don't get paid at all. Except maybe if you click the Google ads, which might help. Anyway, please also visit our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and of course, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Definitely check that out. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!